Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox are officially no longer the reigning World Series champions after the Washington Nationals won the 2019 baseball championship this week. So now the Sox and their fans hope Chaim Bloom, the newly hired Red Sox chief baseball officer, can return the team to postseason glory for years to come. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer sat down with Bloom to talk about getting the job and planning the Red Sox future.
It happened fast, and very quietly. Last week, Chaim Bloom was a respected, relatively anonymous baseball executive with the Tampa Bay Rays. Earlier this week, the 36-year-old took over the Red Sox baseball operations. It happened fast because, almost from the start, the Red Sox knew Bloom was the right fit. The team compiled a list of 20 candidates, but only interviewed Bloom.
In our extensive conversations with Chaim, he really ticked every box that we were hoping he would check out. I mean, he's thoughtful, innovative, collaborative.
That's Red Sox chairman Tom Werner. The feeling was mutual. Talking about how he wants to lead the Red Sox, Bloom mentioned the importance of collaboration more than a dozen times.
Collaborative seems to be the word of the day today, but I do believe in leading that way. I think for me, a lot of leadership is about lifting others. It's about taking all the wonderful people in our department and empowering them to do great things for the Boston Red Sox. Now, that doesn't just mean giving them free rein. It means giving them a lot of rope, and it means also challenging them and asking tough questions.
Bloom's collaborative mindset contrasts with the approach of his predecessor, Dave Dombrowski. It's a culture change for the Red Sox front office, and it's a byproduct of Bloom's time with Tampa Bay.
Swinging a ground ball to first base. Nate Lowe's got it. Runs to the bag. The remarkable Rays of 2019 are going to the postseason for the first time in 6 years.
This season, the small market Rays reached the playoffs by doing more with less money than most major league teams. On opening day, they had a $69 million payroll. The Red Sox, a $213 million payroll, the highest in baseball. That's one title the Red Sox would gladly surrender. Ideally, Bloom brings a small market sensibility to the Red Sox spending habits. Next season, owner John Henry wants the team's payroll under the luxury tax threshold of $208 million. To get there, Bloom will have some tough roster decisions to make. Whether the team signs 2018 AL MVP Mookie Betts to a long-term deal or trades him. Then there's designated hitter J.D. Martinez, who can opt out of the remaining 3 years on his contract. When it comes time to make big decisions, expect Bloom to be well-informed.
And I think when you have information that is organized analytically and you take an analytical mindset to whatever information is available to you, and that doesn't necessarily mean just numbers, I think then you can learn, then you can be evidence-based, and you can get better over time. And that's really important in this game where it's so competitive.
Bloom started as an intern with the Rays in 2005. Back then, baseball was in the midst of the Moneyball revolution. Being young, smart, innovative, and analytics savvy certainly didn't hurt Bloom in the baseball world, even if he did major in classics at Yale.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily proactively recommend a classics major to anybody looking to get into baseball, but it worked for me. I think what it did do was, you know, really taught me how to learn, and I think that's a really valuable skill when you get into a game that forces you to be adaptable and rewards that adaptability.
How does all of this translate to Boston?
I don't think you'll see us doing trust falls off the Green Monster anytime soon, but I think there's a lot of different ways to do that. But I think, number one, it starts, whatever contribution I can make, I think starts with living the values that I want us to have. And if I want people to be open and honest and vulnerable, then I need to be those things myself.
So, no trust falls in Bloom's future, but he sounds ready for a big leap. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.